Homeowners who were struggling to make mortgage payments and keep their homes finally got a break yesterday when Congress neared final agreement on landmark housing legislation. The federal package, to be voted on by the Senate within days and then signed by the President, should be received well here in Florida, the second largest state in the country in the number of foreclosures. Cynthia Miller is the Director of Growth Management and Development Services with the City of Tampa. She told the Tampa City Council today, at least for those families that the city has helped in their down payment assistance programs for the past 3.5 years, there have happily been no foreclosures.
We had a lot of pressure a couple of years ago from lending institutions asking us to reduce our criteria, to let people have a bit more debt, or not come to the table with any amount of resources. We'd like to have a little bit of resources coming to the table. We didn't want to set people up for failure. And now, isn't it interesting? A lot of the lending criteria are coming right to where Sharon has always had them.
That would be Sharon West, the city's manager of land development coordination. Miller said she didn't anticipate that Tampa will have the same types of problems with foreclosures as many other parts of the country.
I can assure you from some of my travels in other parts of the state and other parts of the country, especially up in the north and the Midwest, the number of houses that are foreclosed and boarded up are as many as 25% to 30% of certain streets.
Nevertheless, City Council member Linda Salcena said she had concerns with the struggling economy, which she predicted would only get worse over the next year.
Given that we're in a difficult time, is there any sort of stopgap relief to keep people from being out on the street that you've explored that we might be able to make available to people for the sake of the neighborhoods? Because an empty house has, we all know, a very negative effect on the surrounding neighborhood, and if there are several, the effect is compounded.
Cindy Miller said she knew of a few services provided by local social service providers.
The Salvation Army is the administrator for TECO's emergency utility payment. They can receive, I believe, 1 month's electricity payment in order to make sure that their utilities are not cut off. So that is available through the Salvation Army right up here on Florida. The county also provides social services both directly through the county as well as to other not-for-profits.
City Council Chairman Thomas Scott said he was pleased to hear that those working with the city on mortgage payments have not been affected by the subprime crisis, but said he knows of thousands of foreclosures in Hillsborough County alone, and asked Cindy Miller what the federal bill just passed by the House and soon to be signed by President Bush would have to offer cities like Tampa.
They have indicated that there will be monies for local governments from the standpoint of either acquisition of foreclosed homes so that a community can redevelop the area. They're also looking at rehabilitation money for to rehabilitate foreclosed homes. So there is a laundry list that's in the current bill, but we don't know how it will exactly be allocated.
Councilwoman Linda Salcedo said that in the near future, she wanted to know what the Homeless Coalition of Hillsborough County strategies were with contending with the effects of the deteriorating economy and the foreclosure crisis.
I'm concerned that the situation is going to worsen, and we've made such excellent strides in terms of improving our neighborhoods, our public infrastructure. People have done terrific jobs with privately investing in their homes, and I would hate to see all our gains backslide. So, you know, whatever we can do to shore it up, we need to do.